And now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news, which link into some of the stories we have just been listening to. The debate is continuing about car parking charges for Eaton Park, people wanting to drive rather than use public transport, and a predicted cancellation of the Norwich Western Link Road. There is also a follow-up letter about our feature article from last week, which was celebrating National Bread Week, and comments about those very expensive tomatoes we've just heard about. Perhaps Councillor Giles could explain why, despite more than 90% of the 700 responses to the consultation on charging for car parking in Eaton Park being against these charges, the City Council has completely ignored this. Perhaps he could explain how the figure of £50,000 is quoted as going towards the deficit when at least £30,000 has been spent on implementing this scheme, leaving just £20,000 towards the debt. It is infuriating that the City Council thinks it's okay to completely ignore the majority in this case. I hope people who regularly use this beautiful park understand the cost implications every time they park. I feel sorry for those residents in surrounding streets, because parking will become a nightmare. But you will all know who to complain to, said Jane Woods of the Walnuts, Norwich.
Given the many urgent calls on public funds, spending well over £250 million on the Norwich Western Link is unjustifiable. So it is right that the Department for Transport, DfT, is looking very carefully at Norfolk County Council's outline business case and realising that the case for the scheme is weak. It is risky too to use public funds when the council has not addressed protected barbastelle bats and carbon emissions, which are likely to lead to a drawn-out planning process with no guarantee of success. Because the NWL would cause massive despoiling of precious landscape and protected wildlife, Norfolk Wildlife Trust are coordinating a coalition of local and national nature protection groups opposed to the NWL. Further, we have shown that the traffic predictions do not make sense, and the scheme does not contribute to nor comply with the government's net zero carbon emission targets. The Norwich Western Link may relieve a couple of villages of traffic, but the effect on Cossey and the rest of the West Norwich will be minimal. Respected government advisory bodies keep saying car mileage must be reduced, yet such big new roads always result in more traffic. Car owners should be supported to make modal shift by launching a quantum leap in public transport organisation and provision, not just a temporary £2 fares cap and a few bus lanes. Everyone can use a good bus service, not just car owners. Maybe even County Hall Tories have realised the game is up on the NWL, but are waiting until after May's council elections for the now inevitable step of cancelling the project. Richard Hawker from Hockering, on behalf of the Wensum Valley Alliance.
Once again, the on-street provision of electric vehicle charging points in Norwich is reported. Can the Evening News advise us if each of these points will be the subject of an individual planning application, a group application, or no application being required at all? I feel sure residents will wish to know if one of the proposed 46 points will be installed in the streets named will be outside their property or whether they can object. Perhaps EB charging can be persuaded to indicate the present level of charging cost for their points so that potential EV purchasers can do their own mathematics on likely cost per mile of fuel as well as the charging speed they intend to install, writes GP Brown of Beauthorpe Road, Norwich.
News of the level of decline of bus mileage and passenger journeys is certain to elicit but one response. The government must spend more magic money, tree money, to subsidise journeys and build even more bus lanes. I wonder if your investigative reporters can find out just how many bus journeys are made in Norfolk are free There is no such thing as a free lunch. By pensioners using their bus pass. Without that huge existing subsidiary to the industry, I suspect your quoted figures will have shown an even sharper decline. Reading the agenda for the Transport for Norwich meeting for January this year, I note that the opposition to the creation of a bus hub and associated works at the Beaufort roundabout on Durham Road was considerable, such that the proposed works have been considerably watered down. Will Transport for Norwich perhaps now stop attempting to flog a dead horse and accept people want to drive, or attempt to become even more draconian in trying to force us out of our cars by pursuing zonal policies, as being proposed at great expense in Oxford and Canterbury, and or adopting a citywide ULEZ, ultra-low emission zone policy, such as in London? GP Brown, Beaufort Road, Norwich.
Thanks to Andy Newman for drawing my attention to the fact that it is Real Bread Week. I sympathise with his search for a convincing baguette. I too have sought out the ever-increasing artisan bakers, but have yet to discover what happened to the once ubiquitous cottage loaf. Having lived next door to a corner bakery in the 1960s, I have fond memories of waking up to the smell of newly baked bread. At that time, the cottage loaf was readily available. However, at some stage, I'm not sure exactly when, but seemingly this has disappeared from the shelf. Perhaps somebody can explain why this traditional loaf has fallen out of favour, although even more importantly, where they can be obtained, says Peter Gallup of Belamonte Crescent, Drayton.
Those of us who grew up in the middle years of the last century would have taken it for granted that there were no salad vegetables to be had in February, nor winter vegetables in July. They appeared in their due season and were more than appreciated for not always being available. Ray Fenn, St Boltoff's Way, Shottesham.